KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Segue from the devil's work into the work of angels. Specifically, Beth Werner and all the crew over at Humboldt Baykeeper, and specifically one fella in general. Before we do that, though, we do want to thank the people of Cocotat and Bayside Garden Supply for underwriting Coastal Currents. To them, we are hugely indebted. So thanks. Beth, let's make sure everything here is working. Beth, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And I think that was a great intro. We have some real angels here on the North Coast.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're like the nicest person ever. I'm going to say that was one of the worst intros. Coastal Currents has been on for years. That might have been the worst. But you are very gracious. Thank you, Beth.
We're just going to run with it.
We're going to go with it.
Today we're really lucky. And in the spirit of the holidays, you know, everyone's running around buying little gadgets and things that they probably don't need. And there's this opportunity now that people can look towards, instead of spending their money on these gadgets, is maybe spending money on making a difference for our environment. And we at Humboldt Baykeeper are really lucky because one of our skippers, Chuck DeWitt, if you've been out on the Bay Exploration boat tours, he may have been your skipper, you may know who we're talking about. He goes down to Mexico every year for the last few years to start saving sea turtles with this group down in Puerto Vallarta, or just north of Puerto Vallarta, with a group called Project Tortuga. And he's on today to talk about how people can get involved and volunteer their time, go to Mexico, live on a beach, and save sea turtles because they're endangered.
And he is with us now. Chuck, it is nice to speak with you again. You were an awesome skipper when we did the Baykeeper show. That was fun times.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon to you, too.
Good afternoon. So where have you been going to Mexico?
Well, the town is actually called San Pancho. It's if you look it up on the map, it's going to show up as San Francisco. But for some reason, the locals down there call it San Pancho. I don't really know why, but it's about 35 miles north of Puerto Vallarta, between, latitudes 20 and 21. So it's quite a ways south from here.
And how did the program begin?
It began in 1991. A man named Frank Smith, he had just retired from the Forest Service. He was traveling in Mexico. He ended up in San Pancho. He learned that the sea turtles were having problems down there. I mean, the sea turtles used to come up and nest on the beach, you know, by the hundreds every night. And over the years, the numbers had diminished and diminished until there was, you know, almost none. And he decided to start this project called Project Tortuga with a group of other, you know, Mexicans and Americans. They got together and started this project and have made a big difference. The first season that they started protecting sea turtles by collecting the eggs and incubating them and releasing the hatchlings back into the ocean, they were only able to find 200 nests in the whole season. Nowadays, after 20 years of protection, the number of nests that we find and hatch is well over 1,000 nests a year.
That is so unbelievable.
A big difference, yes.
Can I ask, you know, a lot of times when these organizations pop up to save whales, or in this case, sea turtles, I believe it's Olive Ridley and Leatherback Sea Turtles, that was the original endeavor?
Exactly.
Are the sea turtles under threat? Like, are they specific targets by hunters, or are they collateral damage in humankind's overall assault on the environment?
Yeah, it's both. People, there's more and more people around the world, and sea turtle eggs are very nutritious. You know, they're like eating chicken eggs, and so they're sought after. The sea turtles themselves are nutritious. They have a dark meat that resembles beef. There's not a lot of it, but I mean, there's enough to keep families going. And then you've got the collateral damage. Shrimpers take a huge number of sea turtles. A sea turtle is a reptile, and it has to breathe air. Now, it can dive underwater for an hour or two normally, but if it gets caught up in a shrimper's net, it's probably only going to survive maybe 30, 40 minutes, and then it's going to drown. And so there's a lot of them lost that way. Plus, on top of everything else, we've got pollution in the ocean. Diseases are beginning to take a huge toll, not just on turtles, but on all forms of life in the ocean.
We're talking with Chuck DeWitt, it's Coastal Currents, about Project Tortuga. And the program is looking for volunteers, and this would be between June and October. Does this mean a trip to Mexico to do some good?
That's right. And the project, this is not ecotourism. When you go down to this project, you will work. It's like a job, and you don't get paid for it. You have to buy your own airplane ticket, and you do have to pay rent while you're there, but they have condos that you can rent for, I believe it's $250 a month per person, which is very reasonable. If you've traveled at all in Mexico, you'll find that a lot of condos are $100 a night. This is $250 for the month. You buy your own food, and there's plenty of food available, plenty of markets. And so you pretty much finance the whole thing on your own. And you will work. You will work from sundown until sunup pretty much every night. Rain or shine, it's not always easy, but it's very rewarding.
Because you're walking the beach, you're looking for nesting sea turtles, turtle tracks, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, we're fortunate enough to have a dune buggy, and we have permission from the government to drive the dune buggy up and down the beach. So when the buggy is working properly, there's not a lot of walking. So we can cover the whole beach from one end to the other fairly quickly.
And again, this is north of Puerto Vallarta. On the map, it says San Francisco, but it's actually San Pancho. You can learn more at project-tortuga.org if you're interested in volunteering for this, again, between June and October. Chuck DeWitt is our guest here on Coastal Currents. Can people reach you through Baykeeper if they have more if they need to learn a little bit more?
Absolutely. And if I'm allowed, I can give them my email over the air.
Sure.
It's simply Chuck DeWitt. That's Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, DeWitt is D-W-T-T at Gmail.
Awesome. Okay. So project-tortuga.org, good success rate, good work, good way to spend a little bit of time. Thank you so much. Is there anything else going on, Beth, if you're still online, that we can plug and promote before we wrap it up here?
Certainly. I just wanted to say that, you know, Chuck, and talking to Chuck about this program, he said that this is a great way to go to Mexico, not just as a tourist, to become part of the society and the community there. And I think, you know, there's a large constituency of people going down south for the holidays, and people can think about maybe doing this next year and really making a difference and having a good time. And then as far as what we got going on, this Saturday night, the 10th, we're going to be at the Arcata Theater Lounge for Ocean Night. And we're going to have a special guest, so everybody should come out and watch some videos with us. And we have more information on our website. We've had a little technical difficulties going on, so there's going to be more information about Project Tortuga on the front cover of our website, hopefully within the next couple minutes, but not there just yet, but be patient.
Who is the special guest?
Assemblymember Jared Huffman.
Oh, okay. Is he endorsed by, like, Baykeeper and Waterkeeper? Is he under...
No, no. Okay. No, definitely not.
Oh, yeah, you guys can't because you're a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit, and we welcome all the candidates, but he's actually coming as an assembly member because we've talked about the shark fin bill quite a bit, and he's going to come and talk to us about that and how it's passed and how that kind of came to be.
All right. Just this morning, I was reading something on Twitter that somebody had posted about how, like, just the nomenclature of calling it shark attacks, because there was another quote-unquote shark attack up in Oregon the other day. I don't know if you saw this, but it was like a white shark. But just even calling sharks, these things, shark attacks is, I guess, bad for sharks in general because it creates this impression that sharks are actually targeting people. The truth is, it's like a curiosity nibble. In the shark world, what they do to surfers and the like, it's not... when they attack something, it's full on. They're like airborne. They're ripping things apart and slapping them around the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Air jaws. We've seen it.
Air jaws. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, point is, my New Year's resolution is to stop saying shark attack.
That's a good one. And start saying, what did you say? Taste or nibble? Whatever
yeah,
that was.
Curiosity
Start saying
bite.
That more.
Yeah. And furthermore, then this led into a discussion of how to sort of, you know, because PETA wants people to think of fish as chicken of the sea. Or not chicken of the sea, kittens of the sea. And I was thinking we could take that one step further, and to protect the shark community is to really like disempower. We're going to stick it to sharks by making them appear sheepish and insecure. You know,
well, people love whales. You know, people should love sharks just as much and for the same reason.
There you go. I would hug that phrase if it had a physical entity. Beth Werner, Chuck DeWitt, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And thank you, Chuck.
And thank you for the time.
Thank you. All right. Another episode of Coastal Currents. Thanks to our guests. The websites, again, HumboldtBayKeeper.org or Project-Tortuga.org.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.